Rabin Rahmani and the Mishpacha, all of these Shiurim of the Boris Yosef HaTzadik are Zev Nishmas's father, Avinom, Ben Chaim, and Shiurim HaKol Darchi Avinom, and also Menachem Levitz, the Shiurim HaKos of Kedusha, with some Shimon, Yehuda, and Shmuel. All of our children, Mitzvah Shem, Shem, on the right way, we should all have simple Nachas and Brach.
Amen.
Okay, we're on page Hey. I think you probably only have that's the last page. I think you have, and so I think we'll continue with this if the Yontif Mitzvah Shem. But Reb Motl now is going to, well, not now, like in 10 minutes, is going to be going into the Sod HaDvarim, and we're going to be sort of in a cliffhanger before Yontif a little bit, because. Without mentioning the names, really, of Ishbitz and Radzin and even Reb Tzadik, that's where we're going to be going. And we're going to be talking about tikkunim that are very, very, very high, come from a very deep place. And as Reb Motl himself, you see, is nervous about giving it over. And so am I. But it's very, very important. Very important. We're on page Hey. Let's just go to there. The Tam Hadav in the middle of the page. The Tam Hadav Masha Achasha. I read this Adam Iglasa Shuv Kasha Hadav Abiyosa Shiachsa the Gadlus Agadam. So we're talking about Sof Kol Sof Adam Rishon did not come back to Gan Eden. Remember we were talking last week, 2 weeks ago. I missed last week. I apologize. By the way, if anybody is inconvenienced, I'm sorry about that. But Adam Rishon didn't come back. Wasn't invited back. Not only wasn't he invited back, but they're too scary malachim. They were put by the entrance, you know, and like a big X, and he can't come back. And one of the chavrus, we were talking about this, and he was saying, yeah, but sof kol sof, the tikkunim noch Gan Eden, outside of Gan Eden, are very, in a certain way, much higher than the tikkunim in Gan Eden, which is true. The tikkunim that we have the opportunity to make outside of Gan Eden are greater in certain ways than the tikkunim inside of Gan Eden was. V'chalzos, there was a way that these tikkunim could have taken place in Gan Eden itself. And it's hard outside of Gan Eden. We're all having a difficult time. That demotion of once being in Gan Eden and then being out of Gan Eden, you're forgiven. Everybody, Adam Rishon was forgiven. Everything is fine. Hashem says, we're good. Everything is good. We're best friends. Everything is fine. So then Adam Rishon says, oh, so then can I? No, I'm sorry. No. So that's the feeling that a sensitive Jew has, that this kilkul of Pgam HaBris, that's what Reb Motl is trying to give over. That's the kilkel, that loss of innocence that cannot be regained. That everything is great. Hashem Shabbos says, Mamash, I love you. We're 100% back. Everything is okay. So then you want to go back to Gan Eden and something happened, something changed. So with Tamadu, Mamash, Achash, I read this, Adam, Iglazo, Shuv, Kosh, Adam, Yosef, Shiachsat, we lose Akademis. Why is it? Once a person was taken down from that godless, from that place of tamimus and pureness and Gan Eden, so hard, shiachs legadlus akademis, it's not impossible, because of course everybody here knows that all the shiurim that you've ever heard in pnimius have always a saying that the tachlis is to get back to the matzav of Adam Rishon kaidem achayt, right? Saying, and Mashiach is going to come. But while we're in this matzah before Mashiach comes, it's very, very hard. The achet nasai de adam god, because the chet, the sin, took place in the life of an adam god, of a person who was very, very great. And because of his greatness, remember he was like up there in the government, so to speak, and being high up in that position in the government, just as a marshal, this is much infinitely higher, but being in that very exalted position everything that that person does in that high position affects everything else in a very, very profound way. Right? The person's in that, like I mentioned last time, the Moshe, the guy with the stock market. If you told me, I forgot again, what the guy that's in charge of the Greenspan, what did he do again?
Federal Reserve Chairman.
Huh?
Federal Reserve.
So this guy, like if he takes off his tefillin before Ashi Hol Sea, and then the whole world economy falls apart. You know, what happened? Why is he? What's going on? And every single tenua of this person makes governments, people, economies collapse, or all kinds of things, or get back up. When the person's in that place of godliness. Because a person is great, a Jew is exceedingly great, higher than any malach. Therefore, when that person is in that place of greatness, the chait is also very great. The sin is great, and it affects. It has a tremendous impact upon all islands. After the chait, when the person has fallen, and is already not that person. He's not that godly. He's now an Adam Cotton. Shuv ein meisev noigim kolkach ba'olam esal yoinim, kfisha ho yinogeh azos betchila. Everything a Jew does, even after he falls, has an effect on the world, as the Ramchal talks about at the beginning of Mesillas Yesharim, everything that we do. Even the smallest Jew has an effect on the world, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the way that it was before. Klal ein za isa adam. It's no longer the same person. Therefore, even though the person says he's sorry, and it's accepted, he does tshuva. Even though the person does tshuva and it works, but in this fallen state, his life does not have as much bearing. It does not have as much bearing upon creation as it did before. These are all very big Torahs in the Kisvei Ari and in the Zohar Kodesh. He's saying them over like this, but it's all in all the Torahs of the Arizal. So the problem is, the kilkel took place, the damage took place by an Adam Godel. And there's a mess. Now he's an Adam Cotton. The Adam Cotton doesn't have the influence to repair what the Adam Godel messed up. Doesn't have that kayak to repair what the Adam Godel messed up. It's like that with everything in the world. Therefore, when it comes to Chil Hashem, even though when you look in Chumash, it doesn't jump out from the page. But we see that in Halacha, in Chazal, in Yishayim, and in Halacha, Chil Hashem is the worst. L'kach nema v'oven Chil Hashem, if it says, im yichupa ha'oven hazeh lachem ad temiusim, which is with Chazal, and then the Rambam, in Halacha, have a makar to say, that im yichupa ha'oven hazeh, that's referring to Chil Hashem, that the kapara of this sin is ad temiusim. You really can't fix it while you're alive. Chil Hashem. A person has to go through the Yom Kippur and Shuv and everything and to die. The Machashai Decheit Zeh, Haridu as Adam in Madrigasa, because as we've been learning, Chil Hashem is a kilkel that reaches mamash to the very, very depths of a person's existence and the world. And creates that emptiness, that vacuum, and the person goes down from being a big person to a small person. I mean, you see that in Chazal, the descriptions that Chazal use by the after the Chet of Adam Rishon, Batosh is like it says in Pasuk, Kapecha, that the Medrash brings the Pasuk that Hashem put His hand on Adam Rishon. That Adam Rishon was there are different opinions in the Gemara there, but. It was from Shemayim to Aris. It was 500 miles. Adam Rishon was from Shemayim to Aris. Was It's not talking about physical height. It means that there was a certain greatness that Adam Rishon had, and then afterwards, as a result of the chait, there was he became a small person. And Chil Hashem, that of course was the beginning of Chil Hashem. Every time a person does an aveira, it's a level of Chil Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was filling that was in that place, and a person by ignoring Hashem, it's kilu that place is empty of Hashem. There's always a Chil Hashem when a person forgets Hashem, when a person ignores Hashem, it's a Chil Hashem. But then there are madregas, of course, of Chil Hashem. The machshav they chait zaharid was other madrigal, so shuv in a nicer elav is achrayis kavod shemaim kavod chiyuv. So once this person is no longer in that position, he doesn't have the koyches to fill up the emptiness. He was demoted. He lost that greatness. He's a small person. So he can't get back to Gadeden. He can't fix that. Therefore, it's very, very hard. Not impossible, but it's hard. When you look at the Zohar Kodesh, it's hard to go back to that Madrega HaKodemus. As we've been talking about the past few shiurim, that the wife can forgive the husband, but still to go back to the marriage that was before, it's very, 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 very hard. Every person feels that. That he's not the same person to be misaken the kilka that he made. Because the wife no longer looks at him with the same respect that she had for him to begin with. So once he did something that wasn't nice, chas v'shalom, especially in the union of not being faithful, God forbid, on some level. So he does tshuva, and he says he's sorry, and he cries, and he begs her for forgiveness. And she's marchal 100%. She's a mechila b'leva b'nefesh. I'm marchal 100%. But it's not the same. And then he might ask her at some point, some time later, but I don't feel that it's the same, but you said you forgive me. She says, I do forgive you, I'll pay off the hook. But what can I tell you? It's not the same way that it was. That's what we're talking about. It's not the same way. Because he's no longer the same person. And since he's not the same person, she sees him, so he's not the same person. He can't be misaken the kilka that when he was very respected in her eyes, he was able to make all kinds of, every word that he said and everything that he did had a tremendous hashpah. But now the way she looks at him is not the same. And he lost that position, so to speak, in her eyes. And even though he's forgiven, but his words don't carry as much weight as they used to. His actions are not as great as they used to be. And his promises are not as trusted as they were once. So that's just the mitzvah. That's how it is.
Are there positive things that could be done to, sure, like a Kiddush Hashem?
Of course, we're going to be learning it. That's what we need
to get back to.
We're going to spend much more time on the good stuff than the sad stuff. Don't worry. it's the meat of Tayyum Rubber, Kulum Chupalas. We can talk about good stuff. But first, I have to understand. And that's why I just like to do all of these in Yom before we do the inside Shulchan Aruch. Because I want that it should be clear when we do Shulchan Aruch, because it's so strong, Shulchan Aruch, so hard. It's scary that I want to make sure that we go through the inyan so that when we do the Shulchan Aruch properly, we won't just like jump off a roof or something. We'll be able to deal with it and to understand it in a proper and healthy way. But there's much better stuff. There's great stuff. It's coming up in a minute. We'll see you ready. Something here ready. So that's what Ramatel's explaining. It's difficult to come back from it. It's academics. Me'ein this inyan that we're talking about, using the example of Chil Hashem, and that loss of greatness is me'ein this is when it comes to the pagam of the bris, that kilkel of pagam ha-bris. Pagam inyan ha-tshuva. Pagam ha-tshuva. Dine mitchilo ha-yolo la-odom gadlus neflo. Because in the beginning, a person had greatness. That state of tamimus is godless nifla, is greatness, mamish greatness. That state of innocence is godless nifla. Masha haye efsho liya shuta p'maise b'reishis. A person, the Barisham gave a person the ability, of course, with his only with Hashem helping, that a human being has the ability to be a shutuf, to have a child. A husband and wife can be shutufim, can be partners with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and bring a neshama into the world. That's the Korach HaBris. That shutufus between the husband and wife is a bris of nisun of marriage, and the two of them is a bris with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have this fantastic team that are the B'nai HaBris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the husband and the wife. We have that team. And if the person is not yet married, so he's a bacher, he's not yet married, so he's davening for the time to be able to fully exercise his chelik in the bris through marriage and having a child. But he's already a ben bris. Mashai dezed naser adam shutuf b'hayitzir shamayse b'reish. And what greater impact can a human being make on all of creation than bringing a Nishmas Yisrael into the world? Than bringing a Nishmas Yisrael, a Jewish child into the world. A Nishmas Yisrael. V'chin yin shomu chazal, the shleish shutfim hein v'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avivim, of the three shutfim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father and the mother. V'zal korach nifla. V'zal korach nifla. Korach Kodesh, Korach Eloki. This Korach that the male has in particular, it's a Korach Nifla, Korach Kodesh, of course, together with the wife, but it's a Korach Kodesh, a Korach Nifla, the Korach of the seed that a man carries, of Nishmas Yisrael that he carries within him, the ability to bring into the world Nishmas Yisrael. We don't think of it so much like that, we're just dumb. but that's the problem, really. I'm trying to find a nicer word, it's just dumb. Because it would be very obvious if we had a kid and he grew up to be the Chavetz Chaim, then he would say, whoa, that's a big thing, to have a kid. It's a big thing. And so if you don't see a Chavetz Chaim, so you start to think like all kinds of other things. It didn't come out to be a Chavetz Chaim. And since we look at ourselves and we say, yeah, my parents weren't Matzliach to have a Chavetz Chaim either, you know what I'm saying? So, probably this is just going to continue on, this lack of Chavetz Chaims in the family is going to continue, you know. And you just start to look at yourself like, this is like no big deal. I'm no big deal. I didn't make any big thing in the world. I'm another guy, another youth. Try to do some mitzvahs, try to stay away from Averis, you know, take care of the family, that's it. So because we have a very, very silly and small way of looking at ourselves. So we always had this conversation in the house. My wife's grandmother, Allah Shalom, Bubi Lieber, she was from a little town in Lithuania. She lived in America for like 67 years, but she hardly spoke a word of English. And the only thing we had a conversation with her. She was very, very, very interesting and a rich person, things that she saw in her life. And she said, it was one thing that whenever any of the daughters, the granddaughters, like were going out, the one thing she was saying over and over, she knew a little bit in English, she would say, woik, he has to woik. He has to woik. Et af gen zu arben. And she was always nervous that if you said that right now, Bobby had to yell because she didn't hear. He's learning. Again, she says, land? No. No. I can't good learn him. He knows how to learn good. So if you would say to her, I can't good learn him, she'd say, I can't good learn him. Fine. And I remember these conversations that she was very upset because there was one that was hanging around too long in yeshiva, you know, after the marriage. And she said, this whole thing is crazy with the learning. They got the boys, they grow up, they don't go to work. And then they go to Kotel. We never had this. And we didn't have such a thing. So I remember, so we were sitting, my wife and I, with Bubi, and said, But what if this? What if this guy, this new, you know, one in the family? What if he'd be like, grow up to be like Reb Chaim Oizer or Reb Moshe Feinstein? So she sat back. I was so clear, and she had like a tear came out. She said, "Reb Chaim Oizer." She said, "Did you?" She said to me, "Did you ever see Reb Chaim Oizer?" I said, "I didn't see. I didn't see." She says, "Ichab Yogizer." I did see Reb Chaim Oizer. And then she just went like to another place. She said, "Father, if he's a Reb Chaim Oizer, she says, I'm going to pay for the whole. He could learn this 100 svantzik, and I'm going to take care." Remember that conversation. My wife and I could talk about it. She herself barely could read or write. She was very uneducated, very simple woman. But in Litta, they had such a thing that they were raised with such a respect for Torah, really, even the ones that were not able to learn. Her husband, Zadie Beryl, was a learned person. I wouldn't say he was a Lamdan or anything, but he was a Yudea Sefer. But the respect, the love, the admiration they had for learning and for Gedolei HaTorah was something that very beautiful to see. So that's, you know, we're a little bit like that also. That if the kid would be Reb Chaim Oizer, and some say you brought Reb Chaim Oizer, you could bring Reb Chaim Oizer to the world, and maybe you could even make yourself into a little bit more, not Reb Chaim Oizer, a little bit more Chaim Oizerdik, you know what I'm saying? Something. But we don't look at ourselves in such a way. So we don't feel the koach of bris. We don't believe in what's waiting in that. What's the potential in that seed that Laleno that as that boys and men are wasting on tivus, on pictures and on movies? The person doesn't think like that. It's a karech nifla, karech kodesh, karech eloki. On the mimodim in a machshiv is karech hazeh. But if a person is not machshiv this karech of nishmas Yisrael. He's not machshiv this car, and certainly a bacha doesn't think at all about him. He's not married, he's not having a kid. He's not machshiv this car of the bris. So any day is yakruso. He doesn't recognize, doesn't understand its greatness, how yoker it is, how precious that is. Vina mishtamishim al kedavazol. And therefore he treats his bris, he treats the bris kedavazol, like something which is cheap. Like something which is cheap. Kedavazol, something which is low. Something which is cheap. For mechalal is kosher, and he's mechalal. He's mechalal. He desecrates that koach. Because even before the person is married, or even after a person, God forbid, if the wife has passed away or if they're divorced and he's not married, it's the same sugya, just once removed. But we're not going to go into that right now. This koach, this person mechalal kozer shuv ma'avir mimenu ma'ilazu. So he's mechalal this koach. So he's outside of that Gan Eden, of that bris. He's outside of the bris in a certain way. He's mechutz. And even though, of course, Kosh Baruch, he does tshuva and Kosh Baruch every single time. 1,000 times the Kosh Baruch says, 100% I'm oichel. 100% I'm not going to mention a word of this after 120 that this might happen. It's erased. 100%. So then the person says, so can I come over for Shabbos? So I'm having other company for Shabbos. It's a bad feeling. You're 100% forgiven. I love you, but don't. You're not in a circle in a certain way. We're going to talk about, of course. Can one get back to the inner circles? Of course, we're going to see those tikkunim as well. But you first need to have this way of thinking of what it is. He's already not in that place. Therefore, tshuva in this inyan is very hard. It's very hard. Lach selam adrege shay adam oimeid zebet chil. Bob chil. Now, so we're just going to begin a little bit. And since sometimes, you know, they say an expression that a little bit of knowledge could be dangerous. And yet I'm soymach on this tzaddik who decided that he would put this out, because I've been learning these sugyas already for many, many years. Those who are familiar with some of these tzaddikim, especially, as I said, not only, it all comes also from the Kisvari. But if you learn the Ishvitz Yisrael, it's not something that's new to you. But there's a reason why it used to be that all the Razin, all the Ishvitz Yisrael always had a disclaimer on the front page that said this is only for our Olam, only for the Chassidim, not for outsiders. But now they don't put it there anymore. So everybody prints it. But, and it's not, again, it's not that they were the ones who discovered this. They just began to speak about Al Derech HaChassidus. It's found in the Zohar brothers, and the Kuhn Zohar is found in the Kisvari. The Ishvitz began to talk about it openly, which got a lot of people upset, not just Misnagdim, of course, but the Chassidim got upset. The Chassidim got upset about it. But Bismanenu, as Reb Matl says, just like when we began this whole series of Shiurim to learn, Bismanenu, we just have to come right out and say the truth. Right?
What's the basis of them getting upset about it if this is improving us?
You'll see in a minute. Let's see. Omnam hini nira ki al pi chassidus nisyachasim achol yisod hanal bas baklari acheres. Until now we didn't learn yet. We didn't yet enter into the world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I'm sure all of you here love the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whatever each one of you knows about the Baal Shem Tov and heard about the Baal Shem Tov, has learned from the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmid of Baal Shem. But as much as you love the Baal Shem Tov until now, you're going to love him infinitely more once you understand what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was given Rishus to be Megalot to us. It's unbelievable. When he was allowed to reveal. And why Hashem's Baruch sent him into the world, Davke then, not earlier, but Davke then. Zal piach sidus misyach simakol yisod anal bas baklari acheres. Zal piach sidus is not baklari acheres. That means it's a different perspective, a different way of seeing. Everything we've learned until now, and you learn, if you look into machshavas form and different types, you'll see that it's this mahalach that we've been learning until now. And all of them, all of those form are holy, and they're quoting from the Ari and from the Zohar. But now we're going to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Zo inyan nala asher iyev shalofar shal kol kach baram. It's a very exalted matter, which is impossible. It's iyev shal to really explain it properly baram, as he gave this year, baram, as we're doing now, together. And therefore there is a danger that some people are going to misunderstand it, and that's why it's something which has been passed. This particular inyan regarding Pegam HaBris and Tshuva has been passed along in a more quiet way than most of the Yisaitis of Chassidus. And that's what he says. The Gama Chassidus Gufa, and therefore even in the Chassidus farm, in Chassidus itself, Lo Hei Richu Kol Kach L'Dabit Me'inyin Zeh. They weren't Marach in this Indian. It was very, very short. They weren't Marach in this Indian. Bavada ki gam hagros chusikam yada yisaid zeh. Certainly the Vilna Gaon knew this yisaid also. Ela hanidon hu imzorch lahalim inyin zeh lagamrei. But the nidon, the inyin was whether to hide it or not to hide it. So the Gaon chose to hide it. There's no question in my mind that the Gaon wanted that to be revealed as well at the end of time. But it wasn't yet, in his opinion, which is very great, it wasn't yet the time to review. Ela nidon hu imzorch lahalim in yizel agamri, ashe ev shalodam imenu beremez kol shal. Do you need to hide this completely, or can you talk about it a little bit? Vaate bizman ikvis of the Mashiach, nir ki yesh yoyser het ladar balkach. And now before Mashiach comes, it seems that there's more of a heter to speak about it, and as we'll see, and the Ramatul is just beginning, that's not only there's a heter, but there's a mitzvah to talk about it. But even though there's a mitzvah to talk about it, but there's still a danger that it's going to be misunderstood. The inyan hu, the hinei inema kidinizbor asher achen yeshno inyan shel pegam asher iyev shel asak, no? If we say the way that it seems to be written in Svarim, that there's such a thing as a pagam that you can't completely repair. You can't get back to what it was before. As I lekushna the milsa tzarif leim al hefach mina pashtis anel. Then lekushna the milsa. Then the truth, the deepest truth is that we must say, one must say la hefach mina pashtis anel, the opposite of the pashtis, of the simple meaning of this. Now, what is that? Shairei lo yitochin hadover. Does the Svarma Kedoshim say, lo yitochin hadover, it cannot be. It cannot be. Shetehei mitzias kazu, that there should be such a mitzias, asher lo yuchlu l'sakein pagam mesuya. It cannot be that there should be a mitzias that cannot be fixed. It's a famous teaching from Rabbi Nachman, right? Imamina, if you believe, shati yuchol l'kalkel, if you believe that you could destroy something, and Tom, you have to believe that you could fix it. There can't be such a thing. She lo yitach nadova shetei mitzias kazua she lo yichalu sakin pagam besuya. V'im bo ha'odim l'matzev shekazeh. And if a person is in such a matzev, as she e evshalu l'sakin ha'asim, that he can't fix himself. He can't fix him. As I tzarech leimer, then one must say, ki mekuvan hadvarm eino bekach asher ei efshal lasakin chet. That the deeper meaning of this is, it cannot. The deep meaning is, it cannot be that it's impossible to fix this. Ela adrav, hamekuvan hashem itzad oimek hamachshav v'hal yoyin ha'yitzorach lios kemel hachachila. Now that's the atom bomb. And we'll talk about it. Meaning, as and Reb Tzadik says this Kaseidah. So if you learn Sikkas Tzadik, even which is his most basic sefer, it's already found in a number of places. Certainly later on in the Svarma, all over Reb Tzadik. It means that if a person feels that he's helpless and it looks to him like there's nothing he can do to get back to Gan Eden to change this, since that can't be. So it must be, therefore, that this was something that was rigged to begin with. In other words, that on the deepest level, he had no choice but to sin. It was something that was higher than his bechir. It was higher than his level of free choice. It was beyond his kaychus. Va'al av shebozois aydei pegam. Now, Hashem wanted something to happen, but it happened like they began, like it happened by a violation of something holy and a desecration of Torah and so on. V'vadei shel nirmazayis ela rak achas she'osa odom kvi yichol l'sakim began zeh. And as Reb Tzadik says over and over, v'vadei, you're not allowed to even talk about such a thing or to say such words until after the person has done whatever he's able to do to repair the situation. How does one know? Reb Tzadik talks a lot about how does one know. Chazal talk about how does one know. Omnam me'achas shechazer b'tshuva. Once the person is be'em has done tshuva, really done tshuva. V'kvar tikin es hashem b'yodol l'sakin. And he's done, and Hashem knows when that is, and the person has, there's certain simonim, that Chazal, this is what I'm talking about, the person has done what he's able to do. Ze kol ma shani yachol la'asot, zeh. Ani gemarati mitzidi, ani gemarati, lo yachol la'asot. That's all I can do. What else can I do? As a afilo shachein lechozer lo madrigos akademis, even though he feels that he's not able to be in his original madrega, and that looks like that's the mitzias, that he's not able to be in the original madrega. Afapichin armini kimi lechadchilo hayetzarech liyoskei. This is all part of Hashem's plan for him to be at this time, in this place, outside of that Shabbos table. That's the inyan. Lo shayach loy mashiach yevshal sakim pagam besuim. Because it's not shayach to say that you can't fix, that a Jew doesn't have the ability to fix something that he damaged. Ubehechrech loyma, therefore you must say, ki chelek zeh ashi yevshal sakno, that this chelek that he's not able to fix, that this was something that had to be, and was something higher than his own choice, that he had to go through this goals. Just like I told you once that it says in the Itim, like you have in Kohelis, Eis Lehov, Eis Lisnoh, Eis Mechame, Eis Shalom, right? So over there it has 28 times. But in the Alkut, if you look in the Medrash on Kohelis, there are many, many more. And over there it says, Eis Lodom Likonis Ligan Eden, Eis Lodom Lotzis Ligan Eden. There was a time that was set from before creation. There was a time for man to come into the Gan Eden. And there's a time that was set for man to leave Gan Eden. And Reb Tzadik brings that Chazal, along with the other Chazals, that indicate that there's a plan that Hashem Yisbarach has, and there are certain things that happen that are beyond or higher than a person's choice. And there, because there are tikkun that a person makes, that only a person outside of Gan Eden, only a person who's not in his original Madrega can make, and that's what Hashem wanted for you in this world. He wanted for you in this world to be a heartbroken, it's a broken yid outside of Gan Eden, and that your tefillah and that your avodah is, and even though you're not back in the original Madrega, that was the inyan. And then after a person does tshuva, to the best of his ability, Hashem tells him in a very deep way that you should know that this is something that had to happen to you. And that you are freed from in the deepest part of who you are from that poor choice that you felt that you made in your life. It wasn't a choice that you made, it was a choice that God made. The kids are, in the deepest Torah, we learn that free choice is not as big as we were always told. There are certain very mysterious limitations. And no individual could say that he knows the sod of Hashem's intervention. No one could say such a thing. That he knows the secret of exactly what's my responsibility in this thing. All a person can know is that is B'shas Maisa, I messed up very badly, and that I have to do whatever I can to fix it. That's the world of Yosef HaTzadik. The world of Yehuda is something else. We've spoken about this before, because when you look at Yehuda, and you look at the descendants of Yehuda, the world of Malchus Beis David, they seem to get away with a lot of stuff. And there are no like bad words about them. Like Yehuda with Tamar is a very, very, very shocking thing. Nobody would be let back in the yeshiva nowadays. What do you mean? If they caught you texting to Tamar, you'd be out. No? Yach Shever says in the Pasuk, Lezayna. Bikesh Lav, he says. Chazal say that Yehuda wanted to go. Yehuda. We're not Masik, we're talking about the Chavis Chaim, we're talking about Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avin. So we don't know how many millions of Chavis Chaims are in Yehuda, right? So he sees a woman, this woman is dressed up like, he thinks she's an immoral woman. Chazal say, Bikesh Lava, that Yehuda started to run across the street. Not to go near such a thing. And the Hashem sent a Malach HaMamun Al HaTayv. Hashem sent a Malach that's in charge of Taivas. And then the Yehuda had a Taiva. And you understand this is a very dangerous thing. Because every single Bach will say, okay, I do that. There's Malach HaMamun Al HaTayv. You don't think I tried? I tried. It's Malach HaMamun Al HaTayv. Chazal say that Hashem sent a Malach HaMamun Al HaTayv. Because he wanted to bring out these neshamas of parents, which is where Mashiach comes from, such a thing. As Mashiach comes from a union that was higher than the free choice of Yehuda, and you don't find anywhere in Chumash and Tanakh where the Baruch Shalom says that Yehuda is no good. He says Tzadki B'mani, but we don't find, he did Tshuva, whatever, Tzadki B'mani, but look, there's no criticism of Yehuda. Even though David Melech is very hard on himself, we don't find it, find the Baruch Shalom by David Melech. Like best friends. Again, David Melech would never be allowed to any yeshiva. Nowadays, he sees a woman bathing on the roof. There wouldn't be such a thing that he'd be in any yeshiva. Even from camp, they would throw him out. something is going on with the world of Yehuda. That's, as the Ramchal says, that's on Hagas HaYichud, there's something from a higher place. And even though David Melech is the Rebbe of all Bali Tshuva, but he himself, you don't find that the Bani Shalom, not only you don't find that he is Bichutz, that he was demoted, in the end, is David Melech HaVikam, and not the space David, Mashiach HaKam, the whole Tikkun of all worlds is going to take place with David Melech, even though he himself felt like nothing, felt like dirt. But we don't see the Bani Shalom has bad words about David Melech. There's nothing bad about it. If you look through David Malcolm is like always the top of Hashem's list. David Malcolm is always Mamish, the highest. Yehud is always the highest. In their own eyes, Macy Shuffle Bay Nine. Talas, Veloish, David Malcolm said about himself, I'm a worm. Veloish, I'm not a human being. David Malcolm said about himself. Right now. But the Baruch Shalom never said. He walked around and said, "Kubish al Shavas." Like he felt himself like a sheriff, like a worm, a rodent. And the Baruch Shalom never said anything about him except, "Ah, he's the best. He's the best. Unbelievable." The tikkun that Dovid HaMelech made with that feeling of being outside of Gan Eden, of being demoted. Because Dovid HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Bali Tshuva, like Absalik says. All Bali Tshuva are the Talmidim of Chassidim of Dovid HaMelech. All Bali Tshuva. Tzadikim Gemurim are the Chassidim of Yosef HaTzadik. But from Dovid HaMelech, all Bali Tshuva are the Chassidim of Dovid HaMelech. So that Rebbe of all Bali Tshuva, in his own eyes, was a worm. And by the Barakas Baruch, the Baruch Shalom said, nothing ever happened. Wasn't taken down from the Malchus. Chazal say, Shaul made a mistake, Hafal, right? He's out. Dovid HaMelech made more than one mistake, right? Wasn't demoted. Didn't lose the job. It's an amazing thing. He felt, last of least, he felt he's a worm. He never lost the job. Shaul lost the job. From the world of Rachel, I mean, from the world of the Sadeh Gom or something else, Shaul lost the job. But Dovid HaMelech never lost his job. How could that be? So we're just touching upon now at the beginning, because there is such an inyan in the world of Dovid HaMelech that such a soul was made in the world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu fixed it in such a way that there should be such a thing. And then after Dovid HaMelech did Shuvah, then he cried his heart out, Mamish, and it became clear to him that something happened to him. And he wanted to cross over the street, just like Yehuda, like his grandfather. He didn't want to. He wanted to go away. He wasn't going to do it. Dovid HaMelech didn't do such a thing. Dovid HaMelech standing on a roof looking at girls. What are we talking about? Therefore, on the deepest level, he wasn't Mekalka. Even though it happened in a way of Pagam. And therefore, he had to do tshuva. And it all looks like it's a story that, you know, makes us uncomfortable. But in Pnimius, this is what there's an aspect, Larry Achavis, there's a different way of seeing this, that was opened up. The Vilna Gaon knew about it. And it's tucked away in certain places in the Ksav. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the Tabir Baal Shem, said the time, Higiyaz Man, the time has come to be megalithic. There are inyanim that are beyond a person's choice. And Hashem reveals to the person after he kills himself to do tshuva, the Baruch Shalom puts his hand down the guy and says, I did this whole thing. You didn't do it. You're not guilty of anything. But I feel like I'm a talas. I'm a worm. I can't get back into it. Can I come to you for Shabbos? Your inyan right now is to be outside of that. That's your inyan. I'll remind you because we just end for Yontif now, and we're just starting this, so there's a lot to talk about. Give me a pen for a second. Remember, I told you once in my that by the Rebbe Baruch of Meshbetz, I just thought it said maybe 2 years ago, that Rav Baruch Lemezhbitzer was he was a neidikel from Dor HaMelech. Rabbi Nachman was a neidikel from Dor HaMelech. Rabbi Nachman said that all the enemies from Dor HaMelech cry a lot. They cry a lot. So he said, it happened that Baruch Meshach once said that I look at myself and I'm going to be leaving the world soon. I'm going to go and I know what's going to happen. He said, I'm going to get up to the place to go into Gan Eden, and they're not going to let me in. The time is against them. They're not going to let me into Gan Eden. So what am I going to do? He says, I got a Jew has to find an Eitzah, right? So what am I going to do? So he said that I'm going to take out my tillum, and I'm going to start saying tillum. That's what I know how to do. I'm going to start saying tillum. And I know how to say tillum. And inside of Gan Eden, they're going to hear, David Melch is going to hear, my grandfather is going to hear this niggun that I say for tillum. And he's going to come outside of, even though it's not so pushy to do that, he's going to go out of Gan Eden. Because he wants to see who's able to say such tillum, who's able to say sing such music, and David Melch is going to come out. And Rav Baruch Meshbitzer says, no, once David Melch is there, so then a lot of the other tzaddikim are going to say, I don't want to be away from David Melch. You know, if he can go out to listen to this tillum, I could also go outside. So it's going to be the others, Moshe, everyone's going to come outside. So he said, so then Rav Baruch Meshbitzer says, so then it's also not coming in. If all the tzaddikim come outside with me, he said, oh, but I need to go in, I'm happy outside. That's Gan Eden. It's Machai, so I'll be outside, so I don't go inside. So we'll all be out, we'll bring outside Gan Eden. It's also good. Because that's what Gan Eden is. It's not coming in, so it's locked. I can't go in, there's a big gate, and Baruch Meshbitzer's not out of Gan Eden. So I'm not coming in. We'll make Gan Eden over here, that's all. We'll make Gan Eden over here. It's a very, very deep site. The secrets are very deep. The story is a very deep story. It's a very deep story. The David Melch himself sometimes says, "The David Mizmor, Mizmor of David, the David Mizmor." David Melch's avoid of the meaning of David Melch, the avoid of Bali Tshuva, is no. You can't get back to Gan Eden. Something? Why not? It's an Indian. You can't get back to Gan Eden. You created me in such a way that I shouldn't be able to get to Gan Eden. You made me in such a way. Where is Yosha? The Torah says, you make a Gan Eden where you are, it'll be good over there. That's the avodah of Bali Tshuva. Where you are, you make a Gan Eden. That's the avodah of our generation. That's why you will see more. But these sages had to be taught to our generation. Because never have people felt as much that they're outside of Gan Eden. Never have people felt as much that they're in Gehenna. That they're so far away. So the sight of how to understand that you could be in Gan Eden, outside of Gan Eden, that's for our generation. We'll talk about it after Pesach. Once we already come out of Mitzrayim, we'll be able to understand it better.